Number 41, the Chinese expulsion.
Washington, you are there. The year 1886. It's late afternoon on the 8th of February. Armed federal troops are escorting approximately 100 Chinese Americans from Seattle's Ocean Wharf up toward town. The dirt street is filled from one wooden sidewalk to the other with a hostile, angry crowd. We go now to Steve Glover, a Washington Centennial reporter. He's with Captain Joseph Green, commander of the special troops.
Captain Green, what caused this riot, and how did you get involved in it?
President Cleveland called out my troops to protect these Chinese.
Protect them from what?
From the white people. The whites don't want Chinese here anymore.
Captain Green, stop off that man of shit. Big head, Captain Green.
So where are you taking them?
Back to their homes. Stand aside. The whites wanted to load them all on the steamer that's leaving for San Francisco today, but they could only fit about 200 on the boat, leaving this group of about 100. Step aside, please.
Did the others want to leave?
Well, Governor Squire got an order saying the Chinese didn't have to leave unless they wanted to. Keep your hands off! But I guess just about all of them have decided to go. It's too dangerous to stay here.
Captain Green and his troops managed to safely deliver the Chinese Americans under their protection back to their quarters. Within 6 days, all but a handful of the Chinese flee to San Francisco. Ironically, after the Great Fire of 1889, Seattle needs cheap labor to rebuild its city and welcomes the Chinese population back with open arms.